Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, they out here prostituting kiddos. Fill their pockets with De Niro. Pedophiles pitiful, sell a child a centerfold. Take their innocence, put it on the internet. Purity's tainted, dignity shaking. Enslaving the soul of all of these babies. And freedom got a price nobody paying. Making money, American dream, ain't it? Nah, it's a nightmare, don't fight fair for white hair. Benjamin Franklin, let's kill it, we hate for him. Write a song justifying the lies we take for him. They ain't with me, I'm willing to wait for him. Little me, sat up on the porch, making dollar bills. Stomach feel from another meal that my mama killed still. I can't keep still, I probably steal to keep a couple of Nike checks on the back of my heel. Grab my back on the pills, I need a stack of them bills. They say be slaves to the money, I guess we back on the field. I'ma go pursue my happiness, they told me it was free. But I'm still paying for it, I'm indebted to this thing. Heard a prophet say the prophet, don't focus on making change. Just focus on trying to be it and maybe you'll make a gain. Maybe you'll free the slaves, maybe you'll bring a change. The destinations are different, but everyone's on the train.
Freedom isn't free, but I still believe in my freedom. So my mind can see, please let me be free.
Yeah, I'm out here chasing this freedom, nigga. I keep chopping my feet off, and if they catch me, I'm so beat, but I ain't about to believe it. King Kunta, King of Kunin, or Kenan and Kale. Rather rot in a jail cell than beat up in hell. Well, well done, is you cooking, or is you hearing your father say, well done, is he looking at all your honors? Modestly, I'll be honest, I'm hanging on to that promise, cause honestly, I ain't really been everything that I oughta be on my Harriet, bury me next to Honest Abe. Here lies another man murdered for trying to free the slaves. I gave Chief Keith my number in New York this summer. I told him I could get you free, I'm on my net, turn a back burner, cooking up a fat burger while we shucking jive to a song about a crack murder. Know we need a change, but we do it on the stage. Got some money and a soul, and neither one of us safe.
Freedom, it isn't free, but I still believe in our freedom. So my mind can see, please let me be. Let me be free.
Good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio Live here at blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Malisha, and I'd like to welcome you to my show tonight. This is a Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show. I also would like to ask you to go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.com. Again, that is www.christiantalkradio.website. Or you can access the Bible studies on demand by clicking on the menu and clicking on videos or clicking on a podcast. It is so very important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God. The Bible says to study the Word of God. To show yourself approved unto Father God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, but who rightly divide the word of truth. I said, but who rightly divides the word of truth. And we know that the word of truth can be wrongly divided, my brothers and my sisters. I said the word of truth can be wrongly divided. That's why I come to you on a daily basis to rightly divide it for you. You know, we have so many people in the world today that don't want to hear the truth of the word of God. And, you know, they want to hear it like they want to hear it. They, like the Bible says, in the last day, people will want to hear what they
want to hear. I said, people will only want to hear what they want to hear. See, the Bible tells us that in the last days, people will have itching ears to hear what they want to hear. There will be false prophets in the last days. They're telling people exactly what they want to hear. That's what the Word of God says. That's what the Bible says. See? That's not what Malaysia says. That's what the Word of God says. So don't get it twisted and say, well, no, the Bible didn't say that. That's what Christian Talk Radio is saying, but the Bible don't say it. I beg to differ, my brothers and my sisters. That's what the Bible says. The Bible tells us that in the last days we will have false prophets and people will hear only what they want to hear. See, I can beg anything up that I tell you by the Word of God. I can beg it up. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to try to fix it up. I don't have to try to make it, twist it up and turn it and water it down to try to make you feel better about yourself. I'm going to come to you exactly as Jesus did, because he came to you with the truth of the Word of God. He didn't twist it up. He didn't turn it. He didn't water it down. He came to you with the unadulterated truth of the Word of God. And the only reason that you cannot accept it is because you've been eaten from a table of babes. You've been eaten from a table of babes, so you never get. You never get the meat of the Word. I said you never get the meat of the Word of God because you are eating from a table full of babes and milk. So you never, ever really get the truth of the Word of God. You get some twisted story that someone is telling you that doesn't even have anything to do with the Word of God. You might get that, and then you might get motivational speeches. I have a problem with motivational speeches, my brothers and my sisters. The only problem I have is when you are a motivator and you do a motivational speaking, you don't say that you're teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the only problem I have with it. If you are a motivational speaker, because, see, Father God never called a motivational speakers in the Bible. That's not what he called. He didn't call motivational speakers in the Bible, in the Word of God. He did not call motivational speakers in the Bible. I want you to show me a scripture that shows, that tells me that Father God called a motivational speaker. He did not call motivation. He called disciples. He called preachers after his own heart. He called people that would tell the truth. Matter of fact, he chose people that would tell the truth, that would tell the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. See? And that's why people, when you start telling folk the truth, they get offended because you are telling them the truth of the Word of God. So they don't want to hear the truth of the Word of God because they've been fed babe's milk for so long. I said they've been fed babe's milk for so long that when you come with the truth of the Word of God, somebody is going to hear it. See, well, they said, well, I'm going to unlike Christian Talk Radio's page because, let me tell you something. And write this down. You don't offend Christian Talk Radio, neither do you offend Malaysia when you unlike my page. Matter of fact, I'll be glad that you're gone. Let me say it like this. I'm glad that you're gone when you unlike my page because you know what? You are a hindrance to the truth of the Word of God. That's right. I said, I'm glad
when you unlike my page when you're gone. You're not offending me by unliking my page. I'm glad that you've gone. You know why? Because you are a hindrance to the truth of the word of Father God. That's what you are. Every time I put something out there, that's the truth, because I know it's the truth because it's in the word. I don't have to ask nobody about the truth of the word of God, because Father God wrote that Bible for us, for correction, for rebuke. I said he wrote the Bible, the word of God, for us, for correction, for rebuke. And but see, you don't want no correction, and you don't want no rebuke. So you don't want this Bible, because I beg to differ that everything in the Bible that your person that's feeding you this baby milk tell you it's all good. See? Father God has correction in the word of God. Because if you never correct it, my brothers and my sisters, you never know right from wrong. If you continue, if you're growing a baby up, you have a baby, if any of you have raised children, and you have a baby, the baby is going to be on milk from birth probably until he gets a year or 2 years old, depending on the person, you know, if they're feeding them milk or they're feeding them solid food. I say about a year old. He might be on milk at 6 months old, some of them. Okay. But if you never feed a babe solid food, he is going to be malnourished. See? He won't know what to do with solid food, because you know what? He won't even stand with solid food. So when you give him solid food, he ain't going to like it. See, if you feed a babe milk until he's 2 years old and you never give him any solid food, he is going to hate solid food. It'll be hard for him to ate it or digest it because he never had it before, and he hates it because he's never had it before. You never fed him that before, and so he hates solid food. So he becomes malnourished because you never fed him solid food. See, and he's 2 years old now. He's still on the bottle. He's a two-year-old child walking around with a bottle in his mouth because he's never been given solid food. So he's malnourished. And I say that to say this. In the word of God, and the Bible says this. If you continue as a babe, then you're going to be malnourished in the word of God. You need meat. You need meat. You need some solid food. You need meat. So you can grow. The Bible says you need meat so you can grow and so you can teach the word of God. The Bible even says you should be teaching by now. But because you have not been fed the meat of the word, and you're still on a bottle, you're still a babe in Christ, so you can't teach. Because you never got into the meat of the word. How long will you stay a babe in Christ? Some people stay a babe in Christ until they're 100 years old or until they're 70 years old, because they refuse to hear the truth of the word of God. Now, the fact they get offended every time somebody tells them the truth of the word of God, so they never hear it, because they're offended about it. Somebody says something like, the Bible says, shut your mouth, stop talking so much. Oh, I'm offended by that. I don't want to hear the Bible tell me to shut my mouth and stop talking so much. Well, the Bible tells you to shut your mouth. The Bible tells you to shut your mouth and stop talking so much. That's what the word of God says. I'm offended by that. The Bible tells you to stay out of the business, to mind your own business. Well, my preacher don't preach about that in my church. All he does is the motivational speaking. That's all we ever hear, the motivation is me. So I'm a babe in Christ because I'm being fed from a babe's table. All I'm being fed is milk. So when you hear the truth of the word of God, you hear some meat, you are offended because you're a babe and you still want that milk. That milk. You ain't ready for it. That's what Paul was saying in the water. You're not ready for me because you couldn't stand it if I gave it to you. That's what Paul says in the Bible when he talks about you're not ready for me. Because you're still a babe. You're still calm-minded. And so you say, well, that's all she does is talk about this and talk about people talking about each other. But that's what the Bible does. The Bible is a book of correction and rebuke. And so you never get corrected. You never know when you're wrong. If you never correct a babe, okay, you just let the babe do anything he wanted to. Go touch a hot stove. Go run in his tank. Go tearing up folks' stuff and other people's houses. They never correct and chastise your child. Nobody gonna want your child at the house because you never corrected him, you never rebuked him, because you never did anything that they want to do. So now you got a wild child that nobody wants in their house because they tear up everything, and you let them run all around your house and tear stuff. And see, when you come to somebody else's house, they're not gonna want that in their house. They're not gonna want you to get the child tearing up and not listening, and they have no chastisement. Let me tell you something. I do that example because that's how people are, some Christians are, in Christianity. They don't want no correction. They don't want no rebuke. They just want to do everything they want to do. And then when you say something about it, or you tell them exactly what the Word of God says about it, then they get upset and offended. Well, I'm on like her page. I'm like it, man. I don't care about you. I'm liking my page. Let me tell you something. I've got enough faith prayers already. Okay? You lukewarm, and you're a babe in Christ. That's why you can't stand for nobody to tell you what the truth of the word is. You want to go somewhere where you want to hear what you want to hear. Well, I just want to hear that it's all good in the hood. It's all good. I'm prospering here. I'm prospering there. Money here, money there. Money everywhere. That's all you want to hear from the word. You don't want to hear no truth about sit down and shut your mouth and stop talking about everybody's business. You don't want to hear that. But as long as somebody tells you, well, I glorify the prosperity in the world. You don't be, because you don't have two or three houses. Turn around three times and sit down and just say, praise God, because you're going to have 10 hundred houses, and you're going to have money in your pocket. And this and another. So see, you're glad about that. That's all you want to hear. All you want to hear is a prosperity message. All you want to hear is a motivational speaking when Father God has already told you his word. And his word says what? To encourage yourself. You don't have to have nobody motivate you. This person encourage yourself. How do I encourage myself? The Bible says encourage yourself in the word. See, it didn't tell me to motivate you. It told me to tell you to encourage yourself in the word. That's what the Bible says. The Bible ain't told me to motivate him. Like I said, Father God ain't calling no motivational shit. Ain't no motivational scriptures in the word of God. Ain't none out there. See, what's out there, who God has chosen, many are called, but few are chosen. The chosen ones stick with the word of God. They stick with the gospel truth. They don't care whether they like it or not, because it's not them that you should be looking at. It's the word that you should be looking at. You should be doing what the word says. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. Well, ain't nobody perfect. Hey, God knows nobody's perfect. He says, if a man says he has not sinned, that he is a liar. So that lets me know the Father God knows everybody's not perfect. But that ain't what he's talking about. He says, get righteous. That means that you ain't righteous already. You got to get righteous, right? So you're not righteous already, but he says you have to get righteous. See? But what you need to understand is not about you being perfect. It's about you being righteous. It's about you getting right with God. God gives everybody time to repent. Repent every day. If you have to repent every day, then repent every day. See? But it's not about you, my brothers and my sisters. Your testimony is for somebody else. Your testimony is not for yourself. It's to help somebody else. And so when you go around and talk about it, it's all about you. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ says in the Word of God that they hated him, that the world hated him. Okay, somebody got it twisted. The Bible says that the world hated Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says. The world hated Jesus Christ. The world didn't love Jesus. I said the world did not love Jesus. The Bible says, and that's what I go by. I go by the Word of God. The Bible says that the world hated Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ says, if the world hated me, guess what? The world will hate you also. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says the world hated Jesus Christ. And he says in John 15:18, he said, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. John 15:18. Jesus was not loved by the world. So I don't know where you get this message that you, everybody, yeah, God, Father God is love. He is love. But the world did not like his son, Jesus Christ. They hated him. Who was Jesus Christ? He was the Word that was made flesh, the Son of Father God. But He even said that the world hated him. Okay. He said, don't think it funny if the world hates you. Don't think it weird because the world hated me first. See, so I don't care. I'm from the South, so that's how we say it. I don't care if you don't like me or if you don't like my page. See, because if you go on like my page and still sneak over there and be looking at what I'm putting out there anyway, you might as well stay out there liking it. Why you unlike it and then come back and look at it? Holy Spirit, come on, Holy Spirit. I'm going to like your page and think of things because you're losing likes. I don't care. I'm going to still be out here talking and speaking the truth of the Word of God. It'll be a cold day in hell, my brothers and my sisters, before I let the world dictate to me what I'm not to say it. Because I'm going to speak the truth of the Word of Father God. I don't care if you don't like it or not. I got enough. I ain't looking for no friends, my brothers and my sisters. I got enough fake friends already. See? So if you're lukewarm in the Word of God and you're offended every time you hear the truth of the Word of God, then you are a babe in Christ. You ain't grown yet. I said, you ain't grown yet. You might think you're grown sitting up in church every Sunday, but you still obey. Why? Because you don't want the truth of the Word of God. That's why Paul said he couldn't teach them anything because they were babes in Christ. They did not want to hear the truth of the Word of God. And you need to grow. I said, you need to grow because you don't want the truth of the Word of God. You offended as a what? The Bible said, call me a fool. The Bible says, didn't call you a fool. The Bible says what a fool does. Now, if you say that it calls you a fool, then that's on you. But the Bible tells you what a fool does. See? A fool talks without listening. See? You ought to listen more than you speak. That's what the Bible says. She's talking about a fool. I want to hear some motivational speaking. I want to see a tasty sign up there with Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me something. I want to hear about some prosperity messages. I'm going to get rich. And I just keep on praising God. I'm going to get rich. I'm going to turn around 5 times. And I'm going to step my feet on the floor. And I'm going to get rich. That's the kind of thinking you won't see. But I ain't got that for you over here, my brothers and sisters. I said, I don't have that for you over here on Christian Talk Radio. I ain't got no turnaround 5 times. Got my feet on the floor, get rich things over here. See,
I ain't got no prosperity messages over here. And it's more than grace in that Bible, believe me. So listen, I don't conform to the norm. I said I do not conform to the norm, my brothers and my sisters. And I do not apologize for not conforming to the norm. Okay. I'm going to tell you exactly what the Word of God says. I don't care if you're unlike the page or you never even look at Christian Talk Radio no more. If you downgrade the Christian Talk Radio and talk about militia, I do not care. For the ones that want to hear, the Bible says let them hear. And if you don't want to hear it, don't hear it, my brothers and my sisters. But let me tell you this, you're not hurting me. Because I go to sleep and I sleep good every night. See, because I ain't out here for you. I'm out here for the Lord. I'm out here speaking the word of God, the Father God. And I'm not going to water it down. I ain't going to twist it so you can like it, so your itchy ears can hear. You're on the wrong page, and I'm glad you're gone. I said you was on the wrong page, and I'm glad that you are gone. Well, if this Bible study has been a blessing to you, please share it with others. Tweet about it. Put it on your Facebook page, your Twitter, your Pinterest, your Dig, your blog, whatever social media that you might have. It's all about Father God and His Word. If it was about militia, I'd go somewhere and sit down. Have a great and wonderful rest of the evening.